It is Fish Family Solutions with our team of marriage and family therapists. Every Tuesday right around this time, we're talking with Joel Walton, MendedLife.com. Joel, how do I tell my husband that I need his help? That is our question this morning.
I'm not sure how many will remember this story, but back in 1999, NASA lost a multi-million dollar weather satellite they sent to Mars. Turns out the spacecraft had drifted 30 miles off course. So the contractor, Lockheed Martin, who had performed the thruster calculation, had been using English pounds, while NASA engineers had been expecting metric newtons. Unknowingly, they both had been using separate standards, and the results, well, they were catastrophic.
I feel as if you're going in the Venus-Mars direction.
Almost. But just like the failed NASA mission, when couples use different standards to communicate, the results can be the same.
Yeah.
Houston, we have a problem. If you feel your husband's drifting off course, maybe part of the problem is the way you're both communicating. You know, as a marriage counselor, I can assure you, men and women often perceive things very differently. Here are the five simple tips. Number one, don't expect him to read your mind. You're probably going to have to ask for help. Number two, when you do ask, have his full attention. Don't assume he hears you. Number three, limit the amount of information you give him. With men, less is more, so keep it short. Number four, tell him what you need rather than how you want it done, and don't redo what he does do. And number five, which is probably the most important, ask him kindly. If love is what guides a marriage, respect is the fuel that propels it.
Now, Joel, is it a bad idea to roll my eyes and say, I'll just do it myself?
It is a bad idea. Because, you know, men love that. It's that love and respect thing, you know?
I know.
You gotta ask.